Deep Spirituality Light, Day 4. Why I Got Up. Listen to this devotional browse series. Introduction Day 1. A Good Day Gone Bad Day 2. Drug-Free Stress Relief Day 3. Stop Waking Me Up Day 4. Why I Got Up Day 5. A Conversation with God Day 6. The Whisper of God Day 7. I Can't Let Go Day 8. Elijah Gets His Groove Back. The angel of the Lord came to him a second time. He touched him and said, "Get up and eat. Your journey will be long and hard." 8. So he got up. He ate and drank. The food gave him new strength. He traveled for 40 days and 40 nights. He kept going until he arrived at Horeb. It was the mountain of God. 9. There he went into a cave and spent the night. A message came to Elijah from the Lord. He said, "Elijah, what are you doing here?" 1 Kings chapter 19 verses 7 to 9 Nerve. God exerts and expresses an unwavering perseverance when he sees our good days having gone bad. He doesn't stop loving us when we fail, sin, or give up. His heart remembers and thinks of us at our best, not at our worst. This is what grace is all about, and what Elijah surely realized when God touched him a second time. Has God touched you for the second time? Are you awake or still trying to sleep? Do you trust him enough to take the journey, since trust is what gets us up? God's heart remembers and thinks of us at our best, not at our worst. Trust is the seed of faith, which grows when watered with obedience. Elijah got up, even when God told him the journey would be long and hard, and this act of obedience made his faith grow. This growing faith allowed physical food to give him new strength, a strength from God that allowed him to keep going for 40 days and 40 nights until he arrived at the mountain of God. Once Elijah arrived at the mountain of God, he went into a cave, where he was ready to have a conversation with God. The goal for today is to plant the seed of trust in your heart, and to water it with the obedience of faith that inspires you to get up. Go to day 5.